This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. California's Central Valley is an agricultural powerhouse. And for much of the last half century, it's been ground zero for a couple crops in particular. One of them is raisins. There's a town outside Fresno named Raisin City. The official motto of the California town of Selma is Raisin Capital of the World. For many families, it's the only thing they know how to do. But with falling prices and more foreign competition, many of those families are struggling to keep their farms afloat. Marketplace's Andy Euler visited some of them.
John Pabujan Jr. had just celebrated his 80th birthday when I met him at his family farm a few miles from Selma, California. John's got about 450 acres of raisin vineyards here and has been working this land for 75 years.
I remember when I was about 4 or 5 years old, my grandfather had 60 acres across the street from my dad. They'd put me on the tractor. All I did was steer the tractor when I could stop it. Grandpa would get on it, turn around, put it in another row.
Back then, his grandparents needed all the help they could get. They picked the crop entirely by hand. That land today?
My cousin owns the 60 acres right now.
As demanding as this work is, John didn't limit himself to just raisins.
I would do the farming during the week. On the weekends, I was at rodeos.
Competing as a calf roper. Apparently, a pretty good one.
I was runner-up in 69. I ended up second in the world that year.
John says he quit roping at rodeos 10 years ago, though he reckons he could still do it if you ask him. But he's very busy and spends most of his time out here on the farm. His pickup truck is a makeshift office.
Come here, get in the pickup. These are two of my grandsons. I'm teaching them because I just turned 80. My wife says, something happens to you. What am I going to do with all this?
All this being the farms and the American Raisin Packing Plant up the road that John also owns. Plant manager Terry Bertrand showed me around.
And what it's doing here, it comes up here, the conveyor belt.
For about 15 years, John's eldest son, Greg, ran this packing plant. But he decided to go out on his own, selling bird feed at first and eventually getting into almonds. This packing plant is up for sale for a few million dollars, but he says he'll probably end up giving it to Greg to keep it in the family.
If he can make it in almonds, that's fine. It won't be an original plant no more. It'll be strictly almonds. The raisin industry is depressed.
John understands the reality, and nostalgia won't pay the bills. Raisin farmers and the packers who sell the produce settled on a price last month for last year's crop, $1,100. That's down 31% from last year.
All these farmers, they're pulling them out now because they can't make it.
Labor cost and government regulation are two things farmers are struggling with. Then there are foreign competitors like Turkey, which sell raisins cheaper. Many raisin farmers are pulling up their vineyards and turning to crops like almonds, pistachios, or clementines where there's more money to be made. Or they're just selling the land. Kalen Barsarian, CEO of the Raisin Bargaining Association, says he doesn't blame them.
You can't believe how many friends with 40 and 80 acres I've talked into selling. Guys, cash it out.
John Pabujan won't hear it. He feels good about the future of his farms and feels like he built something that'll last.
Do I consider it a success? Yeah. When you got 1,000 acres and you bring in a $1 million crop every year, you gotta be successful to do that.
John would love it if his grandkids could make a go of it as raisin farmers, but he's advising them not to. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.